Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. And last week you left us with a challenge that I'd like to clear up so we can play this week's show.
I said, start with the phrase dial tones. Add a letter, then rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase. Four letters, two letters, four letters. For what a judge might do to a criminal. What is it?
Well, if you add a J, you can spell send to jail.
All right, Ian. This weekend in Cambridge, Massachusetts, hundreds of people will flock to the campus of MIT for the annual mystery hunt.
Including somebody I know.
Started in 1981 by a PhD student, the competition requires teams to solve dozens of puzzles on every topic imaginable to find a coin hidden somewhere on campus. And as Ian has just hinted, I am actually there right now. To commemorate this event, each correct answer this week is a two-word phrase, title, or name in which the first word starts with M-I and the second starts with T. In Greek mythology, the god Dionysus grants a king a wish after the king shows kindness toward one of the god's traveling companions. The king wishes for the ability to turn things into gold, a power that is commonly referred to as what?
The Midas touch?
That is correct. And in that myth, Midas hugs his daughter, who turns into a gold statue, at which point he begs Dionysus to remove said power. They were founded in 1894 as the Kansas City Blues. In 1901, they became the Washington Senators, and or the Nationals, depending on who you ask. In 1961, they began using the name by which we know them today. Who are they?
The Minnesota Twins.
That is correct. And the team owner, when they moved to Minnesota, wanted to call them the Twin Cities Twins, which MLB said no. But the logo that they currently wear on their cap is TC for Twin Cities. In the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the fourth child to find a golden ticket, and the final one to meet his fate in the factory, is a young boy who loves westerns and dresses like a cowboy. What is this boy's name?
Mike TV?
Mike TV is correct, yes. And in the book, both parents take the tour with Mike. In the 1971 movie, his mom takes the tour, and in the 2005 remake with Johnny Depp, it's his dad that goes on the tour with him. Portrayed by actress Linda Gray on the TV show Dallas, Sue Ellen Ewing purportedly won what title in 1967, an event which introduces her to her future husband, J.R., who was a judge at the competition?
Miss Texas?
Yes, she apparently was Miss Texas 1967.
Huh.
In real life, Miss Texas 1967 was a woman named Molly Grubb from Fort Worth who danced a ballet in the talent competition. And finally, the title of a 1970 film starring Sidney Poitier, a sequel to 1967's In the Heat of the Night, takes its name from a line said by Poitier in the first film, in which he declares, "They call me what?"
Mr. Tibbs?
They call me Mr. Tibbs is correct. And that quote is number 16 on AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes list from 2005.
Huh.
Well, we call Ian Mr. Trivia. We don't really. But once again, he
and
showed
us. We're not starting.
But he showed us why we could. What do they call you? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with a six-letter word ending in M that means tattle. Replace the M with IT, and the result will spell a three-word phrase that might describe someone who gets tattled on. What is the word and what is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then, and I'll actually be in the state this time.